You are on the banks of Lake Arno. It is a truly unique and thrilling environment which English explorer and mountaineer Douglas William Freshfield compared to a Norwegian fjord in the late 19th century. A warm glow still rested on the granite ridges and glaciers, but in the hollow all was already blue and grey, when the level of Largo D and H8217, Arno at last opened before our eyes. A long, still sheet of dark water wound away out of sight between bare hillsides, broken only here and there by a solitary pine. There was no sound but the gentle lapping of the waves or the continual murmur of a distant waterfall. The air seemed fraught with a solemn peacefulness, the strange mere to be a living thing asleep among the dead mountains. It was a scene to recall all old legends of enchanted pools, and H8230. The character of the landscape was in no respect Italian. It was scarcely Swiss, but rather, if I may judge of the unseen from painters, Norwegian. High alpine tarns are for the most part circular or straight-sided. Seldom, like Largo D and H8217, Arno, long, serpentine sheets of water. Naturally, this description refers to an environment which changed, although not excessively, when the dam blocking off this natural lake was built. It is an elongated S shape, 2,400 meters long and around 450 meters wide, making it the largest artificial hydroelectric lake basin in the Camonica Valley, and it contains around 40 million cubic meters of water. Glacial in origin, the lake is fed by the Gilarda stream, which runs down from the summit of the valley of the same name and is encompassed between mountains Campelio and Zucello to the north and Re di Castello, Frisozzo and Cima Sablonera to the south, with Sega D and H8217, Arno to the east.